The state of Thuringia gains a new state government following the elections in December 1929. The NSDAP is given the ministries of the interior and public education. As a result, the Weimar Bauhochschule is also forced to close. Otto Lindig now independently takes over the Dornburg workshop. However, Lindig's independence means that his master's salary is no longer paid, meaning that production and sales have to cover the costs and feed the family. However, the workshop is unable to cover its costs due to having too small a firing kiln. Lindig therefore asks time and time again for an extension of the lease. In spite of the difficult circumstances, Otto Lindig was an internationally recognized artistic craftsman even back in the 1930s. He receives a Grand Prix for his white floor vase with brown ring decoration at the World Exhibition in Paris in 1937. In the following year, the kiln is built that still stands today and enables the workshop to run economically. Otto Lindig is conscripted several times during the Second World War. His son Markus, also a very talented potter, dies at Stalingrad. The directorship of the workshop lies in the hands of the young apprentices Walburga Kültz and Liebfriede Bernstier. In the second half of the 20th century, both become some of the most important West German ceramicists. Strongly influenced by their time with Lindig, they pass on the training principles of the Bauhaus to their students as well. The apprentice Walburga Kültz writes about her time in the Lindig workshop.
When training his students and later apprentices, Otto Lindig tried to convey the virtues of discipline, unconditional honesty, and humility, which he considered important as a matter of principle. For weeks and months, we turned simple practice bodies on the wheel and soaked them off again after correction. This was done until the raised shard wall, from which later the form was bent, stood completely rigid and no randomness and uncertainty remained. Then came the observation period and manual skills, initially on traditional rustic and then on contemporary forms. The small series that was produced did not lead to boredom and relaxation of the form, but by contrast, a renewed effort with each piece to come close to the ideal. We were given a little more freedom for playful experimentation with the pitchers and turned crockery, like jugs and tureens.